Any regrets, Mark, with your big decision?
No, I haven't regretted it at any point. I came into politics to try and change things. I didn't feel, as a Conservative MP, we were keeping our promises, so I've moved to UKIP, and I think in politics, as in other areas of life, benefits from more competition. And I think there's been a cosy cartel of establishment parties, and we in UKIP are shaking that up.
Former speechwriter of David Cameron, Ian Birrell, you may know him, was writing in The Guardian today, saying he believes that the only way forward after the 7th of May is a Tory-Labour coalition. What do you make of that idea?
Well, it wouldn't be perhaps as much surprise as to some commentators, because, you know, as I said, there's a cosy cartel of establishment parties. And actually, I think Conservative and Labour may have quite a lot more in common with each other than they do with us in UKIP, who believe that once again, this country, we should govern ourselves. And as well as getting power back from Brussels to Britain, we want at least as much to get power back from Westminster politicians to our local communities, where we think decisions are better made.
So that's interesting. So which party would you prefer to be in coalition with? Which is the lesser of two evils for you then, Mark?
I don't know. I'm not sure there is a preference. I think sort of if UKIP were in a position, we would probably prefer to be, you know, agreeing for a certain government to be in power and perhaps to agree measures on their merits. Particularly, we would want to see a sort of full, fair, in-out referendum on Europe. And actually, I think, you know, both Labour and Conservative have let the country down, and we need to see change, and that's what UKIP stands for.
Join me in my metaphorical time machine, will you, Mark? 8th of May, the day after the general election, what's the best case scenario? How many MPs, UKIP?
Well, I could see us having a dozen. I could see us possibly having more. What we want to see is UKIP having the balance of power and having a real chance to change the future of our country and to make sure we're once again an independent country trading with Europe but governing ourselves. And if people vote UKIP, they'll get UKIP, as I think Douglas and I showed in our by-elections. And I think we're going to get millions of votes and a good number of seats.
And has David Cameron ruined the party you joined as a younger man?
I know ruined is a strong word. He's sort of disappointed me and I think many others, and he's made promises which he hasn't kept. And many of those promises, like cutting immigration and dealing with the deficit, are things, you know, I really want to do, and I promised my electorate in 2010, and they're partly why I've switched party to try and keep my promises. I'm sorry he hasn't, but I don't want to sort of personally attack him or anyone else in politics.
Thank you very much for coming on, Mark. Mark Reckless, UKIP MP for Rochester and Strood.